Welcome to a special edition of Fat Camp. This is, once again, going to be another technical show, but in this case, we ended up doing an interview with Thor of Surly Bicycles. Thor is the original designer of the Rolling Darrell. He's also the designer of Surly's new rim, my other brother, Darrell. This is a rim that when I originally had read about, I was really excited about, and I'm just even way more stoked now that I've talked to Thor. Sounds like he's got a really, just a lot of neat stuff going on with this. So, without further ado, let's jump into our interview.
Hello?
Well, once again, thank you very much for being willing to end up talking to us about this. Ended up seeing the product release and was really excited for a lot of different reasons. I've been a longtime user of Surly rims in a tubeless state, so it was exciting to end up, you know, seeing an actual tubeless ready rim. Can you tell us anything about what that really means?
Yeah, for sure. As you know. You know, it's not going to be the same as a rim that doesn't have any cutouts in it. There's always some work that needs to be done to set up tubeless, but really with the rim itself, there are a few different things we're focusing on. One is the size. The size and shape of the rim for tubeless setup, as you guys know, means everything on how easy it is to set it up. It was a process of fine-tuning how shallow we can make the valley of the rim without making it impossible to set tires up. That was tons of trial and error, trying to dial that in just right. Additionally, we explored different rim finishes to get the tape to stick better to the rim itself, and that was a big one.
Interesting.
And lastly, I should say, as of right now, the last thing we've done is working on the weld seam, making sure our supplier is making that thing butter smooth every time, again, so you get a better seal with your tire, better seal with your tape. And like I said, it's for a rim like that, you obviously have to do a decent amount of work with tape and rim strips and that type of thing to get the setup, but we really wanted to give that person who's going to set up that rim tubeless the absolute best opportunity to make it as easy as possible with a rim that has massive cutouts in it.
So are you guys recommending any particular method for going tubeless?
Yeah, definitely. We will be coming out with a full kit, basically approved by Surly. Still honestly debating if it's going to be under the Surly name or if we will use one of our partners. But we will have rim strip, tape, full set of instructions, recommended tires, recommended everything for that particular application. And with that, I mean, I go on to say this, gone are the days of our old PVC rim strips, and we're moving to a woven nylon rim strip, which does a lot better for tubeless applications. The woven nylon doesn't stretch hardly at all, versus the PVC, as you guys know, stretches a bunch. Mm-hmm. As the rim strip stretches, it pulls the tape around, your tape loses its seal, everything goes to hell. So the new rim strips, that'll help out a lot. Additionally, newer tires will be coming out with newer. The NARD 4.8 is a good example. That's a newer tire that has our tubeless ready bead. Basically, what that means is that it's a bead that's specifically sized to fit our circular rims perfectly, pretty much.
Okay.
And it also has a smooth finish on the surface of the bead as well. More Kevlar in the bead and a little bit more rubber around the bead as well. Really just trying to get that thing to seal up real well. And then,
so,
yeah, like I said, the last one would be the tape. That's the last part of the problem, we'll say, part of the solution.
So the big fat nards that are already out there, those
yep.
are already, I mean, more or less the tubeless ready bead on those?
Yeah, right now, tires that we currently have out right now with the new bead, like I said, pretty much all of our stuff going forward, we will switch to this new improved bead profile. It's the NARD 4.8 and the Dirt Wizard 29x3. Both those tires have the new bead profile on them, and I can tell you from lots of experience, they set up massively better than our old tires did.
Oh, that explains quite a bit, because I've ridden both of those tires, and I thought it might have just been the tire that I had or something like that, but they went tubeless very easily compared to some of the other Surly tires I've used in the past. So that's great to hear, because I can already be a big advocate for how nice those are to set up.
Yeah, for sure. It works.
So, I mean, this is my weight weenie comment of the or question of the evening. So, if you guys are going with a sort of a nylon based rim strip, is it going to end up being lighter, more like a stands type tape situation, or is it going to end up being more similar to what you guys have been doing with the PVC rim strips?
Lighter than the PVC, probably not as light as the stands tape. Really, I wasn't searching for. Yeah, being a Surly product, now I was searching for the weight weaning answer, but more searching for the durability and functionality. And the new nylon strip for sure checks off both those boxes, and added bonus, it also drops a little weight for you as well.
Awesome. That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
Speaking of weight, I saw that on, you know, fatbike.com, they were listing the weight on these rims at 690 grams for the welded variety.
Mm-hmm.
That's narrowing in on carbon territory. That's a heck of a lot lighter. I think aren't the existing Daryls listed at something like 860 grams?
Yeah, right around there for sure. Honestly, the Rolling Daryl was the first rim I personally designed myself, and I've gotten a ton better. The whole industry and market has matured a ton, and we're really still exploring what can be done with rims and with weight. Early on when the Rolling Daryl was designed, that was one of the only ones out there. So we were still and basically still going through some trial and error. The Rolling Daryl is heavier than arguably heavier than it needs to be. With the new My Other Brother Daryl, really cutting out all the excess baggage, taking out all the weight I can. And I'm really happy with the weight and both durability. And that's something for Surly again. We can't just make a weight weenie product. It's got to be durable. It's got to be tough.
Yeah, how dare Surly try to lighten things up, Thor? Come on.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about just adding some weight to it just because. No, it's good.
That's super cool. A half pound, you
super
know?
Noticeable.
Yeah.
It's awesome. On top of that, I'm, again, really excited about this new product. I think it looks a little better. B, it sets up tubeless phenomenally better. And it's a lot lighter. I mean, can't go wrong with those things.
Heck no. Yeah, because I've been a long-time advocate of running tubeless with, you know, the Rolling Daryls. If you know, like, the little, like, black magic tricks to make it work, it sets up really well. But it took me, like, a year to figure that out to get a durable setup. So I'm really excited to end up hearing that it's going to be a lot easier for people, because it makes it a lot easier to advocate to go that way because the benefits are huge.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with our new rim too, I was really searching for the solution for the floor pump in the garage too. That's a big one for people. If you don't have an air compressor, you're kind of stuck in a lot of situations. And I can say that, especially with those new tires, that's a better bead. This rim and tire combo is for sure a floor pump capable setup. Heck, you can even do it with a trail pump out on the trail. It works really good.
Wow, that's really good news, because some of the, like, the Chi-Chi carbon ones end up being a tough time to end up doing with a floor pump.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll say it varies depending on what you got. If you're buying a new Surly tire that's set up for it and our rim, you know, the best experience outside of that, I can't exactly guarantee anything. As you guys know, some really old tire will stretch out. There's a whole bunch of different factors that play into it. But, that was my goal. I don't want to make a product where you have to have an air compressor in your garage or out on the trail to make it work.
Wow. So I remember seeing that it looks like there's going to be two versions offered. One's going to end up having the sort of triangular cutouts, and another one's going to be the hexagonal, which would accept the offset lacing.
Yep. The one is dedicated for your, we'll call it centered, wheel build. The other option has our traditional dual spoke hole pattern, which allows you to lay set rims centered, offset, whatever way you want. The dedicated centered version with the triangular cutouts drop you about 30 grams, 40 grams over the more pyramid-shaped dual cutout or dual spoke hole version.
Okay. Okay.
And, you know, that was, I honestly designed a dedicated centered, a dedicated offset, and a dual, and really decided in the end to go to market with the two options we did, because the dual really is it's a little more versatile rim. You can, for a shop, it's really nice because they can have those in stock. They don't have to worry about if a customer comes with a Pugsley and wants an offset wheel build or a centered wheel build. It works out well for them. And it's still a really good, product. And then the centered option is really just a no holds bar, seeing what I can do with a dedicated option.
Wow. Well, I'm personally super excited to end up getting on a pair of these. I've been a longtime fan of the Rolling Daryl. It's served me well for years and years and years now. And, I mean, this sounds like it checks all the right boxes for my wish list, at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I like, Thor, is that they look fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's what's important to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the other stuff, the oval rock. Yeah, the other stuff's all good, but when, you know, as I'm looking at them, I'm like, I'm going to pick up some hot chicks with these new rims. I'll tell
you.
Yeah,
there you go.
That is what it's all about, isn't it, guys? Picking up the hot chicks.
Yeah. Us fat bike people, we're all about the hot chicks, man.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, hot chicks and fat bikes. It's, you know, it's like, you know, bacon and eggs or something, you know?
Oh, shit.
Well, hey, thank you so much, Thor, for taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate getting the inside scoop on these, because it sounds like you guys have really developed an awesome product here. It's going to be kind of the standard bearer like the Rolling Daryl has for the last 3-4 years moving forward.
Yeah, for sure. Reestablishing the benchmark. That's my goal, always.
Yeah.
Right on.
So, hey, hopefully we'll end up meeting you out on the trail someplace. If not... cheers.
For sure. It's my pleasure, guys. Thank you.
All right. Peace, Thor.
Yep. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. So this is where Andy comes in with his questions. Because as soon as we got done recording, Andy started being like, so what did that mean?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not as comfortable, Ken, talking to Thor about it as I am with you.
This is a recordable moment.
My question right away was, so this shelf or the lip of the rim.
But I wouldn't necessarily think of it that way.
What is it?
The big thing that I ended up hearing from what Thor was talking about is the center channel.
Okay.
Because that center channel, it has to end up dipping down far enough that it makes it easy for you to get the tire on. You know, the tire, like,
right.
When you're lifting it up over the edge of the rim, you know, the tire on the opposite side has to go someplace. But if that is too deep, then what happens is you've got, you know, your tire's sloppy on there.
A huge space to fill.
Yeah, and it makes it really, really difficult to air up because the air just wants to slip between the bead and the rim. So it sounds like they did a ton of trial and error to get that well of the rim so that it's just tight enough that your bead and your rim are going to interface well even before the tire seats up. Because, I mean, Thor was talking about being able to do this with a floor pump.
Right.
But it's not going to be so tight that you can't get the tire on.
Okay. That was my issue. Am I going to be able to get that tire over that thing?
Well, and more importantly, are you going to be able to end up doing this with a hand pump out on the trail? And based on what I'm hearing right now, yeah.
That's definitely something I need to test out because...
That's
one of the issues with fat tires and being tubeless is that if you burp.
Yeah. I mean, you're hosed.
Yeah.
I mean, you better be putting a tube in there because there's no way you're going tubeless out on the trail right now.
You better have a tube,
And I guess, you know, let me put a caveat on that. What we're talking about is both Andy and I have been riding Rolling Daryl rims that we've converted over to tubeless. And it takes, a big process. You got to end up doing, there's a variety of different ways you can use tape. You got to reinforce the tape, you know, for where the spoke cutouts are. And then the tire is really loose on the rim. So you first have to put a tube in. You got to inflate it to end up getting both sides of the bead to pop into the bead channels. Then what you can do is you can, you know, break one side free, take the tube out. Then you have to set the tube so that it's the loose side of the tire down. So the weight of the tire kind of drapes the bead around the edge of the rim. And then you have to use an air compressor. You can't use a hand pump. You have to use an air compressor. You have to use a high volume of pressure or of air. And then you can end up seating the loose side.
Yeah.
So it's quite an ordeal to make it happen. And it works great if you know the method, but if you miss any one of the steps, you're basically screwed on trying to set it up.
Yeah, it's a three-wing circus.
Yeah, and you know, you start throwing sealant in there and you're talking about a holy mess in your garage.
So not only are you cutting what, half a pound plus or minus a little bit.
Yeah,
on these new rims.
Yeah, right around
there.
You're
also not going to have to reinforce it as much.
Well, it sounds like they're going to have a way better system for reinforcing. I mean, the having a specific rim strip for this. I mean, the PVC has always worked great. It looks cool. But having a nylon reinforced rim strip is going to be a big deal because it's going to end up taking care of a lot of the different issues that I've run into when taping rims. Because, and this is going to be on two different fronts. What happens is when you end up taping the rim, that well right now is fairly deep.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does is it pulls the sides of the tape as the tape that you put on there conforms to the rim shape and those cutouts deform. So you kind of get the little bubbles,
right?
It pulls the tape in from the sides and you basically lose your seal.
Yeah.
Your tape doesn't go edge to edge. It doesn't go all the way up to where the bead is supposed to end up being. Unless you're really careful and you kind of really think about this ahead of time.
Yeah.
So by not having that well be as deep, they're going to end up addressing that. By having a stiffer rim strip that is going to deflect less, it's going to bulge less out of the holes, that's another really big thing.
So they're going away from those, PVC rim
Correct.
Strips
yep.
into the nylon strips.
Well,
how is that going? What's that going to look like?
I don't know.
Okay.
But, if you look at, a lot of the other products out there, like, you know, some of the specific rim tapes and things like that,
mm-hmm.
that's, a nylon reinforced tape. So essentially,
the yellow stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. The Stan's yellow tape and things like that. Yeah. I don't know if it sounds like what they're talking about is going to end up being a little bit different than that.
Okay.
But, all of those basically have, some sort of either like nylon or fiberglass type reinforcement in there to provide a little bit more stiffness or whatever. It's a little less elasticity.
Okay.
So it doesn't bulge as much in the holes.
Gotcha.
So I don't know what the heck Surly's going to end up doing. In hindsight, I wish I had asked Thor.
Right.
But it sounds like they're going to come up with a system that's going to end up being considerably less elastic, which will make the tubeless process go much more smoothly.
I don't know if this is a fair thing to say or not, but I would bet that most fat bikers are not tubeless because of the pain in the ass that it is.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the hard course. You know,
okay.
the, you know, somebody would have had to drink the Kool-Aid when it comes to your, you know, riding your regular mountain bike, or had somebody really advocating for it, helping them out or whatever.
Right.
I think there's a lot of people that are going to really, 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 really benefit from
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the fact that this is going to end up being, you know, like floor pump compatible. I mean, that's huge. You know, there's not a lot of people that have got air compressors in their garage or want to end up messing around with that. And to just have a regular floor pump and be able to air the sucker up, I mean, that's a really big deal.
Yeah.
So then on top of it, I mean, I guess.
The weight savings.
Yeah. And this is where I turn into a total weight weenie dork. Because, you know, this is like the racer boy in me coming out. So, I mean, one of the things that I'd play around when I was trying to set up my Surly, my existing Surly rims, like the Rolling Daryl or the Clown Shoe or whatever, you know, those PVC rim strips are heavy. I don't remember exactly, but it's somewhere between 80 and 90 grams for the PVC rim strip for Rolling Daryl.
Okay.
So then you got to put tape on top of that, and you got to do all this other kind of stuff. And pretty soon what you're narrowing in on is the same weight as a tube when you throw the sealant in the tire too.
Oh.
So there really isn't any weight loss by going tubeless.
Mm-hmm.
But by having a tubeless compatible shape to the rim, and then having a rim strip that not only is going to end up covering up the holes, and it's going to end up, you know, being able to, you know, sort of handle that reinforcement of the holes in the rim, but also handle the tubeless piece. Now, all of a sudden, you're actually talking about saving a considerable amount of weight.
Yeah.
So, like a rolling derrel right now, I think the listed weight is 860 grams.
Right.
These new rims, they're talking about it being 690 grams. So, you know, that's less than half a pound per wheel.
Yeah.
But then when you start to actually factor in the tubeless piece, I mean, that's gonna get you to a half a pound per wheel.
Rotating.
Yeah.
As far away as you can get.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's going to be something you're going to feel.
How much does a derrel cost right now?
I really don't know
that. Okay,
because
I saw the MSRP for my other brother derrel was $150.
I think the rolling derrel is somewhere right around that. I'll include it in the show notes.
Okay.
But,
gotcha.
I think the price has gone up slightly, but I don't think it's a real significant amount.
Now, are you thinking that your old tire might work?
Well, I mean, I think Thor said it best. I mean, tubeless is one of those things where it's a little bit of the wild, wild west.
Okay.
Because there is no industry standard. Like, well, I shouldn't say that. There's UST type standards,
right,
like for mountain bikes and stuff. There really isn't anything for the fat bike world.
Okay.
So tires stretch out over time and a lot of these other things that are important factors that come into this. That said, I've had pretty good success with all of my Surly tires. They might require a little bit more fiddling. It's the type of thing where it might take an air compressor,
okay,
to get an older Surly tire that's been used for a year or two
snap into place.
Right.
Okay.
But you're going to still be able to do it. And it's going to be a hell of a lot easier with this new rim, you know, my other brother, Daryl,
yeah,
versus any of the existing Surly rims.
I think it's cool that Surly, I'm a huge fan of Surly. Just a great bike company. But I'm really glad that they're like, okay, embracing this tubeless thing and saying, we can make things better.
Well, and you know, I don't want to rag on other brands, but I mean, there's some other significant brands out there that are producing tubeless ready rims, but they don't have any kind of rim strip type setup. So, you know, people are cracking out Gorilla Tape and doing all these other things.
Yeah.
Which, you know, like I said, I'd played around, you know, I'm a little bit of a weight weenie, you know, I race and stuff. So, you know, It kind of took away a lot of the advantages of your tubeless, because by the time you put all this heavy stuff in there to reinforce it and everything, it's just not that worth it.
So what was the advantage of tubeless then?
Well, I mean, the big advantage to tubeless is that you get a much more supple tire.
Conform.
Exactly. Okay. I refer to it as kind of like spidey grip. If
right,
there's
right.
texture to the surface that you're riding over,
okay.
Tubeless can make a significant difference. For instance, I mean, probably the place that I noticed it the most was we had a, you know, really, really good ice pack on Lake Michigan this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those times where the ice formed early on in the season and it never disappeared. So it kind of eroded down and the sun ate away at it. So we had this just like super, super textured surface. And when I would go from riding a tube setup to a tubeless setup, it was like night and day, because the tubeless setup would, at the same pressure, contour to all those little textures out there and would give me extra grip. But it would also seem to roll better because it was just this super supple tire. So the tire kind of got out of your way, but at the same time, it contoured to all the little things that it can grab onto. So it was kind of this 1-2 punch of it rolls better, it's better traction. I mean, it's a really nice feel.
I guess the other thing I was thinking of while you were saying that is that, you know, when I'm riding on the beach in the summer, or even in the winter when there's no snow on it, dune grass does crazy ass things to a tube tire, just riddles it. And you know, Kevin and I worked and worked and worked after we went through dune grass to get everything out of that tube, and still we were punching. Now, with tubeless, I'll ride through a field of tacks.
Yeah, no, and I'd say that's the other big. I mean, I kind of focused on the performance and
right.
thing, but, you know, the puncture resistance is gargantuan.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just specifically talking about beach riding, there's all sorts of crap at the beach.
Right.
I mean, whether it be fish hooks, whether it be dune grass, mm-hmm. whether it be, you know, just you know, debris from whatever.
Sure.
There's a lot of stuff to end up putting punctures in your tire. And I've never had a flat beach riding if, you know, I've got a little bit of sealant in my tires and they're set up tubeless.
So now we're going to add a weight savings to it.
Yeah. So there's performance, there's convenience. I mean, this sounds like it checks all the right boxes.
That is cool.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, really, this is one of those things that, you know, it's your typical Surly product. It's good price, you know, or at least it's competitive with what's been out there before.
Right.
And it's going to be durable and it should be really dialed.
Well, that's awesome, man. Well, what a special episode of Fat Camp, you know, midweek we're recording this, you know, out of our scheduled podcast, we got to talk to Thor.
The original, like, yeah, creator.
Was that
of
not
the
cool
Roman
or what?
Daryl.
He's like, yeah. Well, back when I engineered the original Daryl, I was like, Dah,
yeah,
holy
exactly.
Shit,
yeah. No, it was an honor to talk to the designer right of the Rolling Daryl because it's been one of my favorite rims going.
Yep, cool. I hope I get to ride with that guy someday. You know, that'd be cool.
Hell yeah. And hopefully share a beer with them.
Indeed, indeed.
So on that note, thank you very much for checking in on this special edition of Fat Camp. We hope you enjoyed and learned a little bit of something about a new technology that's coming down the pipe. Cheers.